Jordan there. The time is 7:09. Well, it's been a long time coming, but Universal Credit, rolling together lots of different benefits into one, is here. At least it's being rolled out today after having been tried out in pilot areas across the country. Zoe Conway has been to one of those areas, Rugby, to find out what job centre staff and claimants make of it.
I've got an interview on Monday.
Sarah is having her weekly meeting with her work coach.
So what's the position there?
Kitchen catering.
She's been on Universal Credit for the last year, even during spells in full-time work. For unlike Job Seekers Allowance, it doesn't suddenly stop when someone works more than 16 hours a week.
It's nice to know that if something does happen, then I'll be on the books as a backup. So it is a big help. It did, yeah.
My name's Sushma Vigad. I'm a work coach at Rugby Job Centre and I'm on the Universal Credit team.
My name's Wendy Grant and I'm also a work coach at Rugby Job Centre.
Wendy, why do you think that Universal Credit really does make work pay? Because, you know, that's been the promise from the Department of Work and Pensions, you know, for decades.
Because if the claimant only does a few hours work, they get to keep far more of what they earn and still retain some entitlement to Universal Credit.
We've seen a lot of people take on short-term, you know, part-time work now.
Under Universal Credit, the benefits system is electronically linked to HMRC's system, where people's daily rates of pay are now collected on a monthly basis. As earnings rise, Universal Credit falls gradually. So if I was to tell you that this Universal Credit has been a wonderful experiment, but actually we've decided to discontinue and to go back to the old system, what would you say?
No, I wouldn't go back tomorrow.
And you're not just saying that because of the DWP press officer here?
No.
This shows the jobs that I've saved to look at for later.
David Finan must spend 35 hours each week looking for work. He's agreed to do so under what's called a claimant commitment.
Just read this out to me.
If, without good reason, I don't do all these things, my Universal Credit payments will be cut by £10.30 a day for up to 91 days.
He receives £140 per week. Half of that is for rent, which under Universal Credit he's now responsible for paying.
What do you think about having to be responsible for your rent?
Well, I would like to think that I'm responsible, but it's still difficult to manage on £70 a week. And if you've got another £70 a week that's seemingly floating and you're stuck for electric or something like that, the temptation is so great to just go and buy some more electric.
Good afternoon, Citizens Advice.
At the local Citizens Advice Bureau, they say it's far too early to tell how well it's working. Only 600 people locally are on Universal Credit.
What can we do to help?
They're worried claimants may not get enough support, as Head of Research Rachel Badger explains.
What we're concerned about is that the pace of the expansion of that support is much slower than the accelerated rollout for Universal Credit. We've got 96 job centre areas already running Universal Credit for new claims, but we've only got 11 sites where universal support is being tested. One of our clients said, talking about this, it's great that they're piloting, but my life isn't a pilot.
Zoe Conway reporting there. Well, I'm joined in the studio by